It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? I'm glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 3. We're going to begin reading with verse 9, or verse 8, actually. And so Exodus chapter 3, verse 8, while you're opening your Bibles to that text, I'd like to for you to know that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, you can write to us. Our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Hope that that was enough time for you to find your scripture and open it to Exodus chapter 3, verse 8. Exodus 3:8, and I am come down to deliver them out of the land of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. And I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly, I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God unto this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt. And ye shall say unto him, The Lord God of the Hebrews hath met with us. And now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey unto the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand, and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty, but every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment, and ye shall put up them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. Let's begin with prayer after we've read God's precious word. Thank you, dear Father, for this opportunity. I love preaching, teaching your precious word. So please, dear Lord, that it will be a blessing to you, that it will not bring any honor or glory to me, but it will be to you. So please, dear Lord, now that you will look and we can see, dear Father, the ways that are set before us, that we may serve you and praise you and honor you. Please, dear Lord, that come to pass today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we study this third chapter and enjoy this time together, we find that this man named Moses is being called to do something. And he begins there actually at the seventh verse, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. God knows what's going on. And he then tells Moses, I am come down to deliver them out. Now, Moses is going to be the man that is the spokesman for God, but God himself is going to be the deliverer, because no man, Moses could not raise up an army within the land of Israel that he could ever, not in the land of Israel, but the Israelites in the land of Egypt, that they could ever come and have enough of armor and weapons and strength to go to battle and destroy Egypt. Not on man's ways. Now, if that would have been God's plan, then it would have worked. But it was not God's plan. God had a plan. And he says, I am come down to deliver them out. It's time. God's timetable is wonderful. And you know, whenever this church age ends, whenever the tribulation begins, the 7 years of tribulation, whenever that ends, and then whenever the thousand-year reign comes, whenever the close of the tribulation before the thousand-year, the millennial reign, we will find that the Lord Jesus will come down here at the close of that 7 years, and it will be the Battle of Armageddon, and he will speak, and when he speaks, all enemies of God will be destroyed. And the Scripture tells us that during this time, why the blood will flow down this certain area, it'll flow down bridle deep upon the horses. And you say, oh, that can't be. You watch. It's going to come. Because here, God has come down to deliver the nation of Israel out of Egypt. What a wonderful opportunity that we are going to witness here, this deliverance. And again, the Lord saw the pain and the suffering. It wasn't because they were a holy people or a godly people. It's because God saw their misery, and he decided that it was time to deliver them. And that time was, of course, set before the foundations of the world. All this God can look forward and see. And so it says, here I come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place. And see in that eighth verse, every time, and if you would come by faith to Jesus Christ today, he delivers you out of that bondage, out of the pain and suffering of your sin. He will deliver you out of there, but he just doesn't drop you there. He brings you unto eternal life. And so you go from death to life when you meet Jesus Christ. And here these people were doing much the same thing. They were leaving a place of death, a place of slavery, a place of bondage, and they were set free, and they were given life. Now, as I have told you, this place that's flowing with milk and honey, the blessings of that place, it was unbelievable, the ability for that land to produce. God was going to give the Israelites the best land in all the world, and it was right there. There's no other land that at that time that was richer and would produce more than this land that we're speaking of here, with the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. There was no other that could do or produce what that one could do, that land would do. And so out of this land, God picked it. God chose it. God gave it to the people he wanted to give it to, and that was to the nation of Israel. And that land is still their possession. You know, they have been moved off of it because of their disobedience, but it's still theirs. It is still theirs, and they will retake it here before very long, I believe. I don't think it'll be long before that'll come to pass and take place. And so But this promised land now, this land that they are going to be given, it is not a representation of heaven. Because there is a battle that they'll need to face to take it. God will fight for them. He will go before them to take it. But during this time of battle, and that's the example that we have here, God pours out His blessings upon us as we are obedient to follow Him. And we can have the joy and the excitement in our hearts, the love in our hearts. We can have that. We can have that right here and right now. Now, we will not possess heaven until we leave this life and go on to the next. But right now, we find that this land and the promises that God has given is so wonderful and so beautiful. And so He not only takes us away from sin, but He sets us on this wonderful life and this wonderful walk with Him. Now, He promised the nation of Israel this wealth, this great possession. We are not promised that as in this church age, but we are promised and are given joy and excitement and the blessings that are there. And so now that we have looked at that, we'll begin now as we start with this ninth verse here, and that's what we're going to take a look at next, the ninth verse. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is coming to me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Again, God knows everything that's going on, and He promises to deliver them. And then we come on to the 10th verse, and it says, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Moses said unto God, who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee. This shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee, when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. Now that's wonderful. It's a wonderful promise to have here. However, how is that to help Moses when he has finished his work with Pharaoh and has had to go before the nation of Israel, the children of Israel, the leaders, go before Pharaoh, and then he says, you know, you will know when the people are brought forth. Well, that's kind of after the fact. What do we call that? I think we call that walking by faith. And God's asking Moses to do that. He has witnessed the affliction that the people have, how they're oppressed, according to the ninth verse. He has told, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. I will bring them up out of the land unto a good land, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto a place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Okay, all that is in place. But then when it really gets right down to it here, we find in the 10th verse, the 10th verse says, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh. What words! Now, before this time, he has called Moses, you know, up in the earlier part of this chapter. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight when that bush was burning and yet not consumed. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and Moses called Moses, Moses, and he said, here am I. And so what a wonderful invitation. I hope that when Jesus Christ calls you as the Spirit of God, the person of the Spirit, when that third person of the Trinity calls you, when he calls you, and if he's doing that through these messages, this study that we've had here in the book of Exodus, please that you listen, and you will respond just like you will turn. When you turn, he'll call. He is drawing you, and when that drawing comes, it's time for you to turn to him. When you turn to him, then he will call upon you, and he will show first your sins to you, and you will fall on your face and say, please, dear God, that you would forgive me of my sins. I am not worthy to even be speaking to you, let alone worthy of you taking my sin away, but you say by your word that you do, and I believe it. will you please? And then see, not only does the Holy Spirit expose our sin, but also he tells us of our Savior Jesus Christ. And so here we go. Jesus Christ is saved, or saves us. We are born again. And what a wonderful opportunity. And we have such a beautiful picture here with Moses in that same. He sees, he's drawn by this bush, by this fire. And of course, we know in the scripture, the fire speaks of the Holy Spirit. And so he's drawn by this fire to begin with. And so he turns aside to look. And when he turns aside, that's when the call comes. And so you see, that's what we need to do. And then God will speak to us, and we need to respond to him. And that's exactly what has taken place here with Moses. But at this time now, why, you know, he knows he's on holy ground. And he says, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Moses hid his face as he was afraid. And then he begins saying what has happened in Egypt to Israel. Remember, Moses has been gone for 40 years. And so in being gone for this 40 years, now all of a sudden he's been in Midian. You know, God had to take what he learned the first 40 years and get out of him, because that was the world's teaching, and took 40 years to get it out. Now, after 80 years, God's ready to use him. And so he takes Moses, and Moses goes forth. And so let's wait and see if he goes forth. The call comes. He says, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh. Oh, my. Now, all of a sudden, we've got a problem, don't we? Because Moses is going, me? And that's exactly the response in verse 11. Me? You are calling me to do this? Now, that's exactly what happens many times to us as God calls us into service. A lot of people, and a lot of times, that word service means immediately into the ministry, into preaching, things like that. It is into any service God calls you to do, and that may be a service to mow the yard, or to clean the church, or to do the music, or whatever it may be that God is. You have a talent, and he's going to use that talent for his honor and glory. We need to seek it out, and he will show it to us. He'll expose it to us very easily and very quickly, that we will know his way and will and begin to serve. But much of the time, we do the same thing Moses did. He's, me? You're calling me to do this? But you think about what this means. Moses knows Pharaoh. Moses knows the nation of Israel and its size. And he knows that the nation of Egypt, the land of Egypt, is keeping the Israelites in bondage as servants to do their worst work. And it works in the brickyard and the construction side of it, but they were nothing more than slaves. And that's all that they were. And so you think that this Pharaoh was going to let these people go? I don't think so. And I think that's exactly what we find. Now in verse 11, again, Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I, God? I am nothing. Then he said in verse 12, certainly I will be with thee, God says, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt. Ye shall serve God upon this very mountain. Now, we're back to faith, aren't we? God has called Moses. God has trained Moses, unknowing to Moses in this 40 years in the wilderness of Midian. He has been trained by God day by day by day by day as he's preparing him for this work, this mission that he's going to send him to do. And it has taught Moses, it's got rid of the pride and the arrogance and the cockiness, and it's got him into a mode of humility. Pride is gone, and he is there to serve and to honor and to walk with the Lord Jesus now. But you see, the problem is that Moses, this is all new to him. God, for the first time, is speaking to him, and he is being told that he is going to go before Pharaoh. He's going to go before the nation of Israel, and then he will lead that nation out of this bondage that's in Egypt. And he says, certainly I will be with thee. Okay, that's words. That's all that is words. But you see, when it's God's word, we believe it. Man can lie. Man can deceive, man can trick, but God will never. When God speaks, it's done. And you see, we need to know when God says, I will be with thee. We need to know it. He said, now there's going to be a time that you're going to see through this. You're going to see to the other side at some point in time, but not now. Not now. So I'm asking you that you walk by faith. Because when Jesus Christ comes by the Holy Spirit, when he knocks on your heart's door, you're not going to understand. But please walk by faith, because he is the only way. He's God. Moses has been asked to do something. Now let's see what takes place. Verse 13, Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, shall I say unto them, and say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? Let's deal with the nation of Israel. That's Moses' question. I want an answer here first, because why do I think they will even follow me? Why will they follow me? And he's saying, you know, I don't know. I don't understand why they would want to follow me. That's the first question that he had before God. And he said, when they ask who you are, what shall I say? See, Moses has just become acquainted with God. He doesn't know anything. His pride's gone, but as far as his knowledge, he has none. But God's going to teach him. God's going to give him wisdom. And so it begins right here. And he asks a very clear question. What a wonderful question. Who do I say that you are, when the nation of Israel asks? God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. And he used to gather the elders and meet with them. Now, as we look first, if we back up to see, Moses is to tell the nation of Israel, the elders, the leaders of the nation of Israel, even though they're servants, they still have the people that were taking care of the people, of the nation. He was to speak to them, and he was to say to them that the same God that spoke to Abraham, the same God that spoke to Isaac, the same God that spoke to Jacob, has spoken to me. And he has sent me to you to deliver you out of the land of Egypt. And his name is I Am. I am that I am. What a statement that we have here. I Am has been in the Hebrew as Jehovah or Yahweh. There have been questions through the time, which is the correct one, and I'm going to answer it correctly. He says, I am. That's who I am. In Psalms 135, verse 13, the word Lord in that scripture text, the word Lord means I am who I am. Here it says, I am that I am. And in Psalms, it is, I am who I am. And let's go ahead and just look that up quickly so that you can read that. Psalms 135. It's always wonderful to pore over the verses of Scripture. You always know that I have two Bibles in front of me. I always keep use the King James, the old King James. I love the Word of God. I love its clarity. I love studying the Word. And as we look at Psalms 135, Psalms 135, verse 13, Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and Thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. The word Lord there is, I am who I am. And that was the explanation that Moses was to give to the nation of Israel. That's what he is to say. And he is to, again, explain that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, as he spoke to them, he has also spoken to me. And then it continues here in the 16th verse, "Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done in you in Egypt, to you in Egypt." And so God has explained to Moses what to say. Here's what you say to the people. You use these words, you speak to them, those folks, and here's what you tell them. I know what's going on. And he continues in the 17th verse. "And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey." Once again, as we had in the 8th verse, "I am going to come down to deliver thee out, and I'm going to bring you unto a good land, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto," and then he names the place, Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. That is where I am going to, and see from where Moses is at this time, it would be a straight north of that location, possibly just a little bit to the east, but basically straight north of where he is on Mount Sinai. It's right up that ridge, so to speak, up into this the land that's around the Jordan River. And so that's all the way up into around the Sea of Galilee, and then all the way to the ocean, to the coast there, as we look at it. So we find that out of this time, all these years have passed, that they have been in this land, and finally the deliverer is come. You know, the promise that was made unto Joseph, and if we would look back into Genesis chapter 50, the book of Genesis, the one right before Exodus, Genesis chapter 50, and we're going to look at the 25th verse. Genesis chapter 50, verse 25. "And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence." That's about to happen. He will, what the scripture say again? "I will surely visit you." That's the promise. "I will surely visit you." And so as we look now, as this is being carried out, what a wonderful day that we have in watching God work. Now, what is Moses going to do? Is Moses going to walk by faith? He's told to go to the elders, and he's told them to tell them that I know what's going on. He's to tell them, God has said to me, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of Canaan, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken unto thy voice. Thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt, and ye shall say unto him, The Lord God of the Hebrews hath met with us. And now let us go, and we beseech thee, 3 days' journey unto the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. He didn't ask that the people are leaving. He is beginning slowly. Let us go for 3 days, and then after 3 days we will return. Well, eventually it was going to happen that he was to leave completely. But this time he's just asking for 3 days. And he says, I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. Now we're going to begin with the 18th verse here. As we come together next time, it's so important that we enjoy the Word of God. It's so important that you don't miss Jesus Christ as your Savior. So please come today and trust in Him. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?